I was telling them I was reading Padyavali. Hmm? When I would do my
Padyavali.
I was telling them how nice the book that is. Mm-hmm. So wonderful.
Do you have any his commentary?
No book has any commentary.
No commentary?
No. All of the books have no commentaries that are in English.
There are short commentaries. Any well-known Vaishnava. I have that book in Sanskrit. All books of Goswamis are so many, so much. Useful thoughts that we can get help from our sadhana bhajana.
That book was so clear that Rupa Goswami has written just for the sake of those who are in the future who would be doing their sadhana. He wrote that book.
Rupa Goswami, Nathan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Goswami, Dr. Vishwanath Bhakti Thakur. They have written so much. Vaishnava Sahitya, which is that anyone, if they can follow, they are very, very dangerous. And but without reading all these books, but qualified Vaishnava.
It's not possible to become qualified without reading these books.
Especially in Ragandava. All are Ragandava. And the purpose of Vaidhi Bhakti is also Ragandava. All have not to be confined in whole life or afterlife confined in. They will do prachar by Vaidhi Bhakti. They will follow Radhanta. Right. At first, you can start Madhur Vikadam. We have finished it on Monday. We again, 5-6 days. The English book. This is really for practicing Raganuga first testing. And very essential this is. I am a sadhak. Not Siddha. Swami ji or Guru ji were Siddha. They were independent by reading, by doing anything. We have not seen our Gurudev reading any book. But we have seen that he has given red mask every very in every book. Bhaktivinoda Swami Sindhu, which was in all these, we sense that when he has written, when he has done. Swami Maharaj was also always busy. Not a single minute he was. They are Siddha Purus. They had done it. They have come from. We read, we think, we hear, then we can tell it. What they tell, what they have said, no need to see that whether it is wrong or right. They are in confidence that they were right. They are right. What they have written or they have told.
I have a question about writing. I like to write books about our Srila Prabhupada. Mostly these books are memories of being with him or some reflections about his work. But this is all in his form as we know him in this world. I do not know his eternal liberated form. So one question is it all right to go on writing many books about Prabhupada in the form I knew him? And the other question is, how can I begin to approach Prabhupada in writing to understand his eternal spiritual form? Or two questions. Are these books valuable just about the memories of him as we know him?
I think that the ideas of Rupa Goswami and other Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and all Goswami, is the spiritual idea of Swami. No, with hidden it. No difference. So, the ideas of all Goswami are ideas of Swamiji. He wanted to do prachar of all these things. So, the inner ideas of Swamiji is inner idea of all Goswami. So you can do all these things. He has done a lot of things. Mostly he has done only for general people. Something he has done in Srimad Bhagavad Gita for a special qualified person. Otherwise, when time came to give his pen in these things, he went away. So he could not get time to do all these things. So, all the ideas of our Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and all of them. His idea is this. Any idea from Srimad Bhagavat commentary, you can take and see what he wants in his writing. He has not done anything especially for Haraganda. And at that time he has no need at all to do all this. So you can do all this. Can make authentic books. Now in the market so many kinds of nonsense things are coming. as sahajiya. This will not follow sahajiya. So you can do all this. Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Bhakti Ramsim Prabhupada, your Prabhupada has written.
Yes.
He has written in very short or all shloka he has.
Actually, it is all there.
All there.
He's covered everything.
Like first shloka, Anna Vilasita Sinyam, Gyan Karma Adi Anabhidam, Anukundena, Krishna Anusilana. Here, Yuga Goswami, Vishnu Thakur has given his commentaries. And without commentaries, I think it is not completed. We cannot take complete view of this. Anusilan means
cultivation.
He has given that any word, dhatu, you know?
Root. Verb root. Root.
Root.
Basic.
Gam dhatu. Gatshati. A gatshati. To go, to come, there are so many meanings of one dhatu. Your mind is going on, your mind goes not only walking by foot, gam dhatu. It covers so many meanings. So here, Anusilan has so many meanings, a vast meaning in his stomach. Here, one meaning is kayik, vachik, and manasik chesta. Chesta means
endeavors.
Gestures. Endeavors or activities.
Activities. Activities of mind. Activities of body. I mean this
physical body.
Indriya. And activities of sun. Kaya, man, vat. And also they have two kinds of meanings. Prabhityatmak, Nibhityatmak. A special word these are. Prabhityatmak means by kriyatmak root.
Things to do, things to
do. With tongue, mind, and indriya. And nibbatatma, not to do by all these things. We should not meet with the persons who has no bhakti. Those who are sahajiya, those who are mayavadi, and not to do against bhakti. These are meaning. And one meaning is that not doing by three things, but bhavatma. Prabhuti means chesta. Chesta means
activity.
No activity.
Endeavor is the word usually.
Appropriate? I cannot say.
Tell any special word.
Bhavatmak. Bhavatmak, you know? Bhavatmak means Prem is and Bhav is Bhavatmak. Tan, mind and by body, Bhav cannot come. It is beyond the reach of all this. Bhav. Krishna is my priyatam. I am Aradhika Das. And I like to serve Srimati Radhika and Krishna and all the associates. Here mind, body and anything cannot be. This will come from Aragatmik Bhakta. Aragatmik Bhakta, who are that is Aragatmik Jan, Lalita Visakha, Siddham, Subal,
Parikar.
By following, by prayer, and by the mercy of Krishna and his associates. Until this comes, Bhav will not come. And at that time, only mental
aspiration. Aspiration. Mental desire, wanting.
Mental, kalpana.
Kalpana.
Imagination. Imagination.
It is somewhat better, but it cannot take place of Bhav. When Bhav will come, then Bhavatmik Bhav will come. And from Bhav to Prem, Sneh, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, till there, all are including Bhav. So, Uttama Bhakti goes up to Mahabhav, beginning from Rati or Bhav. So, these are not in activities of mental or bodily thing. So this is called Ansilan. Not only to Krishna. Krishna and his associates, both. If you only culture Krishna, no bhakti. If you leave Krishna and take all the associates, it will not. But it will be, because gopis are not separate, or his associates are not. So all these things should be taken. And Anu Silan, it is Bandha Kalvi, Durganda. Anu means Nirantar.
Continuous.
Without any stop. In Hindi we can say Taila Dharavat Avichhanna Gati. Dharavat Avichhanna Gati. If there is honey and we are doing the bottle and a link comes from up to last point.
No breath.
This is called Taila Dharavat Avichhanna Gati. when my man will do smaran or kirtan or do bhakti anushilan, it will be like this
continuous,
then uttama bhakti. And if in the middle or anything cut, then it is not uttama bhakti. It may be madhyama or kanishta bhakti. Anu means anugasya. Anugasya?
Guidance.
In guidance of arasik tattvatva siddhanta vidvaisya. Until it is done, not done, bhakti is not uttama bhakti. Madhyama bhakti is not there. So always in the guidance of. Guidance are of two kinds. Direct and indirect. Now you are in guidance of your Gurudev indirectly. But anyhow it will be told directly also. Not directly. He will give everything in your heart if you have so much bhakti. Directly as a siksha guru in the absence of diksha guru. But faith will be the same as in our diksha guru and siksha guru. But they should be both qualified in same category. Otherwise, by imitation, we cannot do sraddha to anyone like that. Like Rup is Dikha, Sanatana Goswami is Dikha Guru and Rup Goswami is Siksha Guru. Both are in same level. No problem is there. So that we can catch and we can have so much faith on his word that we will not go hither and thither. What he will tell will take as
yeah, without doubt. There is no doubt.
No doubt at all. One thing also he has taken with him. Why Annabhilashita is told there? Why not Annabhilash? Word is Annabhilash. But Rupa Goswami has here written Anna Vilasita. What is the meaning of Anna Vilasita? Sakshat Hari Pena Samastha Sastre. One thing is Hari, word is Hari. But here it is written Hari Pena. Here Hari Pena means the qualities of Hari. Is Hari Pena. Not direct Hari. So, Guru has the qualities of Hari, but he is actually Das Hari, not Krishna, actually Krishna. Here, Annabhilash. Annabhilash meaning? What is the meaning of Annabhilash?
Without separate motives. There should be
desire,
no separate motive, no
desire,
other motive.
Then serving Krishna. And he is associate. He is not telling this. He is telling Annabhilashita. Annabhilashita means in your when you are in sense. No problem at all. Quite in good health and body and mind, if you are. No problem is there. And at that time, if you will do Annabhilash, it is called Annabhilash. But when you were in danger, at once you fell in danger. Some wicked person came and they tried to kill you. And at that time, by fear you were telling that, "Oh Krishna, save me." That it is not annabhilashita. In your sense, no trouble at all. If you desire anything, that "Oh Krishna, save me," if you are in good health and everything is right. If you are wanting something, then it is annabhilas. No? But annabhilasita, if you are not in everything is right, and like I have told you, in calamity, in vipatti, apatti, if you first moment you want anything, and after that you
repent.
That I have told. So in bhakti rajya, it is not annabhilasa. So annabhilasa should be removed. That should be known. In the inner part, for always you have another motive. But in danger or anything, if you tell that, "Oh Krishna, save me, give me something for your seva or anything," then it is samya. Samya means? It is not opposite to bhakti. Understanding this, I have no suitable words to clarify. Like one thing, if any Vaishnava give up his body, that is, he is no more, his diet, if anyone wants to do shraddha, it is against the cult of Vaishnava. No shraddha should be done. Because he has chanted so Harinam, he has heard this here, heard the katha, Srimad Bhagavatam, always he has done Guru Seva, he has done everything. So actually there should be no shraddha. But for general mass, having no shraddha in shraddha, and he, for the general mass, वो क्या कहते हैं
लोक विचार
वर्ल्ड टुगेदर देन इफ ही डज श्राद्ध हैविंग नो श्रद्धा एट ऑल एंड इफ ही डज देन इट इज नॉट अगेंस्ट ऑफ भक्ति इट इज फॉर प्रीचिंग वर्ल्डली. So it is not annabhilasa. So I think that Swamiji has not cleared all these things. He has written in some
summary.
So if you can do it according to Vishnu Thakurji Goswami, giving all these things clearly, it will be so useful for all these things. He has done in sutra, you can do. I wanted to do all these things, but health is not permitting me. I have no so much things that you have, that's all, music, the science and all other things you can do.
I thought we had to know.
कहाँ जा रही हैं? बैठिए. ये लोग अब थोड़ी देर में चले जाएंगे.
So many lot of service of Guru Devi is there. He can invent seva.
Now, so many of our books, which are being translated now, have no commentaries. And the commentaries are so important.
Without commentary, no soul is useful.
Yeah.
Any book of Goswami. We have read six chapters. But when we read commentary of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, everything is clear there.
Sava Bhavana, I translated with the commentary of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.